see all of you here.
非常高兴又能在这里见到大家。
Well, today is my turn to share the message.
今天是我在这里跟大家一起分享信息。
Although my doctor told me I should not.
虽然我的医生跟我说，你应该最好还不要，这个时候来站讲台。
But I felt burden in my heart.
但是我觉得我心里有很大的负担。
Lord has put a burden, a word in my spirit. I have to speak for what He wants me to share today.
因为圣灵在我里面放下了这个负担，我就要在这里跟大家一起分享。
So my wife told me you have only half hour.
所以我的妻子跟我说你只有半小时。
Well, I said I would try.
我说我会试着，我在试着做。
Over the past, I have shared with you about the theme, You are my testimony.
在过去一段时间，我跟你们大家一起分享的一个主题，就是你们是我的见证。
That came out the chapter, first chapter of Book of Acts.
因为那段话是从使徒行传里面的第一章里面出现的。
So over the years, I went through the whole book to show how the apostles made the testimony for Jesus Christ.
所以在过去一年里面，我在跟你们一起分享了这些使徒们他们怎么在地上做荣耀的见证。
And then I continue to the second book.
然后我又讲了第二本书。
Which is also with a theme, the testimony of Jesus.
因为这本书讲的主题仍然是做耶稣基督的见证。
That is the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible.
所以那本书我讲的第二本书就是启示录，也就是圣经的最后一本书。
We know that when John the Apostle wrote this book, it was the end of first century.
我们知道这个约翰使徒他在写这本书的时候，启示录是第一世纪的末了。
He himself was pretty old. He was put on the island of Patmos by the king, the Roman king, exile.
所以那个时候，当时对约翰写这本书的时候，他已经年纪比较年长了，他当时被放逐在巴摩海岛上面，被罗马的君王放在这个巴摩海岛上。
He is in his 90s, very old.
他大概已经是90多岁了。
He was by himself.
他这个时候他孤单的一人
，isolated from the whole world.
和这个世界的其他地方都隔绝了。
But one Sunday, Jesus appeared to him.
有一个主日。主耶稣向他显现。
He gave these lonely apostles 8 big visions.
所以这个主耶稣给了这位孤单的老人有8个异象。
He still want to use this vessel to be the testimony for Jesus at the last moment.
因为主耶稣还是要用这位老人在最后的时刻要继续做他的见证。
At that time, Roman king tried to persecute Christians.
那个时候罗马的王他正在迫害所有的基督徒。
Many people suffered, lost their properties.
许多人他们丢失了财产。
Lost their lives.
他们的生命以至于他们的生命。
Just because they believe in Jesus Christ.
全都是因为他们相信主耶稣基督。
And this only apostle was exiled to this lonely island.
所以那个时候当仅存的使徒里面只有他一个使徒还活着，他就被放逐在这个岛上面。
Over the past months, I have shared the first vision, that's the high priest walk in the midst of 7 golden candlestick.
所以前面几个星期我在这里分享过第一个意象就是大祭司行走在金灯台当中。
The 7 candlesticks represent the 7 churches.
这个七个金灯台代表着七个教会。
Jesus wrote 7 letters to each individual church.
耶稣他写了七封书信给这每一个教会，七个教会。
And we have finished that portion.
我们已经完成了分享那方面的信息。
So today we will come to the second vision.
今天我们在这里要讲的是第二个意象。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Revelation chapter 4.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经，是在启示录第四章。
We will read the whole chapter.
我们要读整个第四章。
Brother George Shen will read the second verse or the even verses I will read the first verse or the odd verses.
所以我们两个会轮流交替的念，洞平会念单数节，我会念双数节。
And everybody will follow.
我们其他的可以一起跟着。
First verse. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.
第二节，我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一个座在宝座上。
And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone, and sardis in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance.
宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
And from the throne proceed flashes of lightning, and sounds and peal of thunder.And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
And the first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle.
四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”
And when the living creature give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever.
那二十四位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说
：“Can we read it together？”
让我们大家一起来念下面第十一节
：“Worthy are thou,
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因着你的旨意。”
They existed and were created. In this chapter, if you look carefully,
如果在这一个刚才我们读的章节里面，如果你仔细看的话，
which word appeared the most?
哪一个字出现了多次，最多？
12 times, as a matter of fact.
这个字出现过一共12次。
Repeat over.
他在这里一直在做。
Yes, the throne.
他讲的是宝座这个词。
So in other words, this vision focused on the throne and the one sits on the throne.
这个意象讲的是这个宝座和坐在宝座上的。
In order for us to understand this today's theme, the throne, I have to show you other two scriptures also indicate the throne.
为了帮助我们一起来好好的看这个讲到宝座的事情，我们另外还要跟大家一起分享另外两处的圣经也讲到宝座。
Let's go to the Old Testament book of Isaiah.
让我们一起来看旧约里面的以赛亚书。
We want to read chapter 6.
我们要读以赛亚书的第六章。
For the time's sake, I will only read from verse 1 through 8.
考虑到时间的关系，我是从读第六章的第一节到第八节。
Yeah, we'll do the same method. Okay.
我们还是用同样的方法轮流来念。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofty.And exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple.
第六章第二节，其上有撒拉弗持立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
因呼喊者的声音，门栏的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
有一位撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Okay, this is the second part.
这个是我们要读的第二部分的圣经。
And then I will go to the third part, Daniel, Book of Daniel.
然后我们还要再读第三部分的圣经，是在但以理书。
Chapter 4.
但以理书第四章。
Daniel Chapter 4.
但以理书第四章。
I will pick a few verses because it is also very long.
因为这个第四章是比较长，我只拣选一些章节来念。
In this chapter, I want to show you the meaning of the throne.
因为我要选这个时候，想告诉大家这个真正的宝座的意义。
By this story, we will read as follows.
我们来看这个故事的话，来告诉我们怎么样宝座的意义。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章的第四节。
We will read 4, 5, 6 first.
我们先念第四节、第五节和第六节。
I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at ease in my house and flourishing in my palace. 第五节。
第五节，我做了一梦，使我惧怕，我在床上思念，并脑中的异象使我惊惶。
So I gave orders to bring into my presence all the wise men of Babylon, and they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Let's jump.
让我们再跳。
10, verse 10.
我们跳到第十节。
We will read through 17.
我们从第十节念到第十七节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Now these were the visions in my mind. As I lay on my bed, I was looking, and behold, there was a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great.
那树健长，而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见。
Its foliage was beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it, and the birds of the sky dwell in it, its branches, and all living creatures fed themselves from it.
我在床上脑中的异象，见有一位守望的圣者从天而降。
He shouted out and spoke as follows.Chop down the tree and cut off its branches, strip off the foliage and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it and the birds from the branches.
树节却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈扎住，在田野的青草中，让天露滴湿，使它与地上的兽一同吃草。
Let his mind be changed from that of a man.And let a beast's mind be given to him, and let seven periods of time pass over him.
这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的命，好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁，或立卑微的人执掌国权。
Pay attention to this particular verse. This is the key.
特别请大家特别注意到这句话，这是最关键的话。
Verse 17,
这个第十七节。
And let's go jump to verse 20.
让我们再跳到第二十节。
We'll read from verse 20 to 22.
我们要就读二十节到二十二节。
The tree that you saw, which became large and grew strong, whose height reached to the sky and was visible to all the earth.
二十一节，叶子华美，果子甚多，可作众生的食物。田野的走兽住在其下，天空的飞鸟宿在之上。
It is you, O King, for you have become great and grown strong, and your majesty has become great and reached to the sky, and your dominion to the end of the earth. Verse 24 to 26.
下面还要再念二十四节到二十六节。
Go ahead.
王啊，讲解就是这样。临到我主我王的事是出于至高者的命。
That you be driven away from mankind, and you dwell, your dwelling place be with the beasts of the field, and you be given grass to eat like a cattle, and be drenched with the dew of heaven, and 7 periods of time will pass over you till you recognized that the Most High is rule over the realm of mankind.And bestows it on whomever he wishes.
守望者既吩咐存留数决，等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归你。
Pay attention to this phrase. After you recognize that it is heaven that rules.
因为特别注意到这句啊，这个刚才念的词二十五节啊，二十五节里面讲到
二十六。
二十六节，他讲到的是：等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归你。
Yeah. The Chinese translate very accurately. 诸天掌权。The English should translate heaven's plural rule.
因为在这里中文的它的翻译是比较准确，它讲的是诸天。在讲到诸天掌权。
By English translate as heaven that rules in singular number.
因为在英文里面他讲到天的话，但是用的是单数词。
That is the same as when Jesus preached his gospel in Matthew. He said, "The kingdom of heavens are near."
因为在主耶稣他在马太福音里面，他在讲到福音的时候，他讲到是诸天的福音。
That's right. So I think we have finished all the Bible reading.
我想我们读圣经就到这里。
This is the second vision for John.
这是约翰，使徒约翰所看到的第二个异象。
Physically, he was on the island Patmos.
在实际上来讲，他这个时候正在巴摩海岛上面。
He was alone by himself.
他那个时候孤单的一人。
But when God appeared to him,
但是当神向他显现的时候
，When Jesus spoke to him,
当耶稣跟他讲话的时候
，He suddenly first in his first vision, he saw the 7 golden candlesticks.
因为他第一个异象看到的是七个金灯台。
Then we will know, according to the Old Testament.The only place you can see 7 golden lampstands is in the holy place within the tabernacle.
因为我们知道，如果从圣经里面，我们知道，如果讲到金灯台的话，它是在圣所里面才能真正看到这个金灯台。
Later on, the tabernacle became the holy temple in Jerusalem.
因为先一上来讲到的这个帐幕的时候，后来就成为圣殿，在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
But we all know that temple was first built by King Solomon.
我们知道那个圣殿是由所罗门王先建的。
And then because the unfaithfulness of Israel, the temple was destroyed, burned down by the king of Babylon, Nabuchodonosor.
So
difficult.
啊，后来啊，这因为以色列人他们的啊不啊不忠诚、不信实神，他们最后建的第一个圣殿就被罗马的王被烧掉了，巴比伦的王尼布加尼撒所毁掉
啊。70 years later，
七年以后
，those captive Israel returned to Jerusalem， rebuild the second temple。
这些被掳的七年以后，这些被掳的以色列人，他们回七十年，对不起，七十年以后，这些被掳的以色列人，他们回归，他们再开始重建第二个圣殿。
So when Jesus preached, that was the second temple.
当耶稣在出来讲道的时候，宣讲福音的时候，那个时候讲的圣殿是第二个圣殿。
Was very beautiful, refurbished by King, Hero.
那个时候是尼禄王重新建的第二个圣殿，非常漂亮。
Jesus prophesied that this building one day will be also tear down.
耶稣曾经说，对着这个圣殿说预言，这个圣殿也要被拆毁。
And was fulfilled literally, 70 A.D. when the Roman, prince, Titus, he came and destroyed the Jerusalem, also burned down the second temple.
所以这个确实是在主后七十年之后，这个圣殿又被毁掉。
So if you know that historical fact, then you will make a judgment.
如果你观看这些过去的历史的发生的实际的情况
，On earth,
你会看到在地上
no temple anymore.
在地上那时候已经没有圣殿了
，which tells us the golden candlesticks.Was not there anymore.
So 在地上已经没有七个金灯台了。
So when John saw this seven candlestick, then you ask, where is he?
所以如果约翰他看见有七个金灯台的话，那你会问，那他在哪里呢？
Based on the book of Hebrew, you will know this earthly, no matter it's a tabernacle or the temple, is only a shadow of a reality in heaven.
因为你如果读希伯来书的话，你知道无论是帐幕、会幕也好，或者是圣殿也好，它只是在天上的一个影子。
So there is a true tabernacle in heaven.
所以在天上有一个真正的会幕。
Are you with me?
你是不是明白
？So if you know there is a true tabernacle in heaven, then there is all the things.God revealed to Moses about the tabernacle. You have golden candlestick, you have table of showbread, you have the altar of incense, and then you have this ark.
如果你知道在天上是有一个真正的这个帐幕的话，那么在地上神所告诉这摩西的按照方式在地上所看到的会幕，在天上也都会有。包括金灯台、陈设饼，
还有金香炉，
还有金香炉，
呀，哎，还有约柜，
还有约柜，
呀，
有约柜。
So all these things revealed to Moses when he built this tabernacle, that tells you the reality in heaven.
因为神告诉摩西怎样在地上建的会幕的话，实际上是告诉他在天上有一个真正的会幕。
So the first vision, where was John?
所以第一个意象。约翰在哪里呢？
We know he must be in the heaven and in the holy place.
所以他一定，我们知道他是在天上，他是在那圣所。
Right? Because the seven golden candlesticks.
因为知道这七个金灯台，他是在圣所。
That's chapter 1 to chapter 3.
因为这个讲到是启示录的第一章，一直讲到第三章。
Now come to chapter 4.
那现在我们来到第四章。
When we finished that chapter, I said, there is a key word, repeat 12 times.
因为我们知道我们读了这一章之后，有一个非常关键的词，重复了很多很多次。
The throne.
因为是宝座。
All right, let me continue the question. Where is he now?
我同样问这样问题，这个时候，这个约翰他在哪里？
He must be in front of the throne, and we know the throne only...appear in the Holy of Holies.
我们知道这个时候他是在宝座面前，那么一定宝座只是在至圣所里才有。
Do you have the concept of the tabernacle?
你们有没有这个概念？关于讲到这个会幕的事。
In the tabernacle, there are two rooms.
能不能有这个图画能看见这个会幕分成两个部分
？When you enter into the door, you will see the first room.
当你进入这个会幕的，从门进去的话，进入第一个门的话，你看到第一个部分。
That is the holy place.
那个地方就叫做圣所。
Over there, you will see the golden candlestick and the table of showbread.And the altar of incense.
所以在这个圣所里面可以看到金灯台，然后旁边是陈设饼桌和金香炉。
And then the high priest can go enter to the second room, which is the holy of holies.
只有大祭司他才能进入到第二个房间里面去，那个就是叫做至圣所。
On the day of atonement,
只有在那个赎罪日的时候他才能进入。
He was allowed by himself.Enter into the Holy of Holies.
所以只有大祭司，只有在那一天的时候，才允许进入这个至圣所。
He can stand in front of this ark.
因为他可以站在这个约柜面前。
On top of ark, there's a mercy seat.
因为在这个约柜上面是要施恩座。
That represents the throne of God.
这就代表神他的宝座。
Are you with me?
你们是不是有同样有这样的图片图画
？So now when chapter 4 talk about throne.Then you know, John entered into the Holy of Holies.
所以启示录第四章在这里讲到宝座的话，那么约翰使徒约翰他是进入了，他正在至圣所里。
In other words, he was shown by God. Only a few people have the privilege to see. That's the Holy of Holies in the third heaven.
换句话说，也就是说，耶稣向这个约翰很个不多的人，让他看见在这个天上的真正的至圣所。
In the whole Bible, I think only a few people has that privilege to enter into the Holy of Holies.
因为在整本圣经里面，只有非常少数的一些人有这样的特权，他们能够进入至圣所。
And I believe when we read the second scripture in the book of Isaiah.When the king Uzziah died, when he was very, very sad, the whole country come to the crisis moment. There was seems to them no future. They don't know such a good king died. What's next? What is our future? And God revealed himself to the prophet Uzziah.
那个时候我们刚才读的圣经的第二部分讲到在以赛亚书里面乌西亚王他崩驾了之后许多的人非常的伤心认为这么好的王他死了以后他们会怎么办但这个时候神借着以赛亚让他们看见这个宝座
So you will see the vision of throne carry a very very unique message
因为你可以看到在讲到这个宝座的显现的时候，这是带着非常非常重要的一个信息在里面。
If you heard the word throne, what's your first impression?
当你听到这个词，如果讲到宝座的时候，你第一个感觉或者反应是什么
？I think most of us never seen a throne in our life.
因为我想，我们许多人，我们都在我们一生中很少真正的看到宝座。
How many of you have ever seen a throne？
有没有人看过这个皇帝的座位，或者是这个皇帝的座位哈
？You so only a few of you throne a throne。
所以我们大概不多的人，我们能看到这个皇帝坐的座位，我们能不能坐上去呢
？Okay, most of us only seen on a movie, right？
我们可能许多人，我们在电影上面可能能够看到。
Yeah. In China, if you go to Beijing, you will see that.
如果你到中国去，到北京，可以看到这个王位。
Yeah. That's where the king. That's the only reserved for one person. That's the king or queen.
所以这个座位是只留给国王或者是王后的。
What does it mean?
这个意思是什么呢？
The center of power.
这个表示是权力的最中心。
Of that country,
作为这个国家来讲
，right, everything decided there.
所以对这国家来说所做的决定就是从那里做出来。
Whatever he said, that's it.
不管他在那里说了什么
，Nobody argue with him.
没有任何人可以跟他争执的。
Correct?
是不是这样？
He can decide your life, death or alive, only by his word.
包括他不能决定我们的生死大权在他手上。
That's the final authority.
这是最终的一个权柄。
Okay. Now, think about first Isaiah.
那我们先想想这个以赛亚。
Why he was shown the throne in heaven?
他为什么神让他看见在天上有这个宝座呢？
Because a good king just died.
因为那个时候非常好的一个王刚刚才死掉。
The whole country come to a crisis moment.
这个时候整个国家好像进入了一个危机状况。
What's next?
下面该怎么样呢？
Where should we go?
他们这国家当怎样
做呢？ What should we do?
他们该做什么呢？
How can we live?
他们怎么再继续生活呢？
So everybody is in puzzle.
有许多大家都在迷惑的状况。
Then God showed him the throne.
这个时候神向以赛亚显现
他的宝
座。What does it mean? 这个意思是什么呢？
Don't panic.
不要惊慌。
Earthly throne one day may pass away.
因为在地上的王位会过去。
There is a permanent authority in heaven.
但是在天上有一个永远的宝座。
He never died.
在天上，这个王是永远不会死。
He is always in charge.
因为他总是在那里。
Right? That's the reason he was shown this vision.
这就是为什么他要把这个异象给以赛亚来看。
In the same manner.
因为同样。
Why now Jesus brought the apostle John to the third heaven, see the throne, the vision?
为什么同样一样也是主耶稣为什么把这个使徒约翰带到第三重天，让他看见这个宝座的意象。
I think personally for John, it was very, very important.
因为对保罗对约翰他个人来讲，这个是非常非常重要。
He served Jesus all his life.
他一生都在服侍主。
He knew Jesus is the King.
他知道耶稣是王。
But after so many years faithful service, I think if we assume.He was called by Jesus by the Galilee Sea at age, say, 30.
如果你想他这一生都在侍奉主，他就说在加利利海的时候，耶稣呼召他说30岁吧，就说呢30岁来跟随我。
Now he is in his 90s.
现在他已经90多岁了。
How long he has served his Lord?
他已经跟随着主多长的时间了？
60 years, right?
大概60多年了已经。
You serve the Lord's.Most of your lifetime,
他的大部分时间都是在这里服侍主。
From his youth all the way to his senior age,
从他的年轻一直到他的老年。
He suffered a lot.
他受了许许多多苦。
Now by this time,
但在这个时候
，humanly speaking, he should retire.
从按照人的道理来讲，他应该是退休。
He should stay home and hold the grandkids, enjoy them.
因为他应该在家里带他的孙子了、
right?
孙儿孙女
But instead of enjoying his grandkids he enjoyed the seabird
但这个时候而不是在家里带着孙儿孙女而是在这个岛上面看这些鸟
Nobody cook for him every day
没有人给他烧饭
He has to find his own food on the Patmos Island
他要吃的话他自己要找他的食物
That's a tough life
这个生活是非常的艰难的
If you were him
如果你是他的话
Think
我们可以好好想一想
what go through your mind
所以你这个时候脑子里面会到底有什么东西
give you another hint there was another John the Baptist
我们再提起一个另外一个讲到另外一个约翰
he was the forerunner of Jesus
他是施洗约翰他是在耶稣之前来的
he made a very strong testimony for Jesus
他在耶稣之前做了非常非常好的
见证 but one day he was apprehended by King Herod
但有一天他给希律王抓起来的时候放在监狱里
he fought
这时候他们脑子有点疑惑
I am Jesus' servant
我是耶稣的仆人
I made a strong testament for Jesus
我就为他做了非常好的见证
I know he is a great king
我知道他是一个真正的君王
Now,
但
He should deliver me
他这个时候
from King Herod
他这个时候应该帮助我从解脱希律的手
Right?
是不是应该这样
Did Jesus release him from jail?
耶稣有没有把他从监狱里放出来呢 没有
So his faith was shaken.
所以这个时候，施洗约翰，
so he sent a servant to ask Jesus, "Are we waiting for you? Have we made any mistakes?"
所以他把请他的门徒去找耶稣，就想问我们是不是做错了。
So you will know when we our faith goes through tough time.
当我们的信心在经过艰难的时候
，our faith is so feeble.
所以我们的信心是比较微小，我们有点动摇。
Originally, we thought we know Jesus. Suddenly, in these trials, we suddenly see, are we waiting for the right person?
所以当我们啊给他做见证的时候，我们信心一上来是非常足。但是当到这个时候的时候，这样问，你看我们等待的是不是这一位
？That's very human.
这是对我们人来讲是非常正常的。
For this great apostle.
但我们知道，对这位使徒来讲
，He was so lonely on this Patmos island.
他这个时候在帕摩海岛是那么的孤单。
You think his faith is shaken a little bit?
你相信他的信心会不会有一点动摇呢
？Right?
会不会减弱呢
？He is shaken.
他也会这样子。
So, in this crisis moment, Jesus took him to the throne.
所以在这个危机的时刻，耶稣把他带到天上。
What does it mean?
这个是什么意义呢
？Let him see. Yes, there is a throne in Rome.
说让他看见是在罗马帝国里面是有一个。
Yes, there is a king on the throne in Rome.
那也有罗马的王坐在这个座上。
He exiled you.
但是他把你放逐。
But now I want to show you, there is another throne above him in heaven.
耶稣是要让他看见在天上有另外一个真正的宝座
So in other words
所以另外一句话说
Don't be afraid
所以说不要怕
Human being can kill you or exile you
人可以把你驱逐或者杀害
But don't forget who is in charge
但是不要忘记谁是真正掌权的
Agree
是否同意
That's the reason John was shownby Jesus about the throne
这就是耶稣为什么真正让这个约翰看见天上的宝座的意象
At least,
真正的意义
this is the first meaning of the throne
这也是真正的宝座的意义
there,
第一个重要的信息
there is a higher authority in heaven overrule the human authority
因为在天上真正的 宝座和权柄是能够超过一切在地上的权柄
that's why I take you to the Book of Daniel.
所以这是为什么我也请大家一起念了但以理书。
When I went through those verses,
当我读了这些章节的时候
，at that time, Daniel's time,
在但以理的时代
，you know, the Israel, the country of Israel was destroyed.
你知道在但以理的时候，那个以色列国已经被摧毁了。
House of God, the temple was destroyed.
那个时候，神的圣殿也被摧毁了。
By the Babylonian king, King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以是被那个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒所摧毁的。
And there is a vision he saw before the chapter 4. There is another vision, show a big image.
所以这个在第四章之前，尼布甲尼撒王他有看到第一个异象。
Big statue, golden head.
是有一个大的一个人像，是一个金色的头。
Silver breast.
是有银色的胸。
Bronze belly.
是铜腹。
Iron legs.
所以铁腿。
And then to the feet, half iron, half clay.
所以到了脚的时候是半泥和半铁。
Have you ever read that story?
你们也读过，一同读过这个圣经。
That statue represents the history of Gentiles.
所以这个人像，这个像，是表示了这个外邦人他们的状况。
And this king, King Nebuchadnezzar, he is the golden head.
所以尼布甲尼撒他是代表那个金头。
If you were him.
如果你是他的话
How do you feel when you know I am the golden head?
所以他那个时候的你自己的感觉会怎么样？非常好，我是金头。
You feel you are very proud.
所以你会一定会很自豪。
But he felt that's not good enough.
所以那时候他觉得还不够。
So he built a huge statue from head to toe.
all gold. 所以那时候他建了一个像，从头到脚全部是用金子做的。
He asked the whole nation worship this image.
但他要全国的人都来拜这个像。
You all know the story, right?
所以你都知道这个故事。
So you will see that when man has a power, he become proud.
当人他有权的时候，他就开始骄傲。
So God will put him down.
所以这是神要来让他降卑。
So God showed him the second vision.
所以这个时候神给他看见第二个意象。
The vision is a big tree.
所以这个意象呢是一棵大树。
A huge tree can reach heaven.
所以这个树一直可以通天。
Very fruitful.
上面结满了果实。
You have animals live under the tree, birds feed on the tree.
所以有动物在树下成荫，还有许多的鸟在树上做窝。
And the interpretation by Daniel was, "Great King, this tree is you."
所以丹以理他的解梦这个意象，他说这个树就是你是你自己，就是王，你不是撒米家。
If you were him,
如果你是他的话，
How would you feel?
你会感觉到怎么样的感觉呢？
Great.
就感觉非常好。
I am this big tree.
我是这个大树。
And the whole world live on.By me.
因为这个整个世界就是靠着我。
So he was really proud.
所以一定那个时候非常的，他非常的骄傲。
The dream doesn't stop there.
但是很不幸的，这个梦没有停在
这里。An angel came down, cut off this tree.
但是有天使传声音下来说要把树砍了。
And then he turned into an animal.
这个时候他就会变成一个像野兽一样。
He will eat grass and so on and so forth. We just read it.
然后里面他包括他会要吃草
跟兽一样。What does it mean？
那这个又是什么意义呢
？For this great king，
对于这个大的王来讲
，so powerful， so wisdom， so wise，
有这样的权柄，这样智慧的王。
But the message to him is the same。
所以的信息要给他的是什么呢
？If you read this chapter four times， repeat the same phrase。
如果你读刚才的章节里面四次重复讲的一个词
，from verse 17。
从十七节
to verse 22，
刚才我们就读了二十二节
，for 25 and 26，
然后也二十五节和二十六节都讲到这个词。
God want him to know one thing，
神就让他知道一件事情。
What is this？
这是什么呢
？To know until you recognize that the Most High is ruled over the realm of mankind。And bestowed it on the whomever he wishes.
所以想要你真正知道的是神掌权，神要把国赐给谁就赐给谁。
That's the meaning of throne.
这就是真正的向他显现这个宝座的意义。
God in heaven, he is in charge of the whole realm of mankind.
因为神在坐在宝座上，他是在人的国中掌权。
If you want to know more about this, you study this book of Daniel carefully.
如果你想要知道更多的关于这方面的事情的话，你还要去看但以理书。
And also in that book, review what we will encounter very quickly.
包括在这本书里面，他继续讲到我们现在所要经历的、经过的。
He talked about the last seven.
因为他讲到最后的七个
seven years. Yes.
讲到最后的七年
yeah, but that's not today's message.
但这个不是我们今天要讲的
So brothers and sisters
但弟兄姐妹们
you have to see what God showed to these servants
所以你要在这里看到神向他的仆人是怎样给他们看见这些异象
And then I will give a little testimony
那我也给你一点见证
I want to show you, number one, this highest authority, he not only ruled the whole mankind, he also cared about each individual.
所以我们在这里讲的是这位神，他不断是看重他能够掌权所有的这个掌权，但是他也关心关爱每一个我们每一个人。
Because you and I are created by him.
因为你和我都是被他所造。
So lately, something happened to me.
最近在我身上有发现一些事情。
On May the 24th，
五月二十四号。
That's the day I flew to Tel Aviv to join Lance Lambert's memorial service。
那天我是从这里飞到特拉维夫 到以色列去参加这个兰斯兰伯的一个追思礼拜。
对。And then in the middle of air, my heart began to trouble me. I felt heartache.
所以在飞机上面，在空中的时候，我觉得心脏有一点问题。
So that things persist. Every time happened about five, worst time 10 minutes.
所以那个事情常常那个心痛哈、啊。大概啊后之后就一直在发生
，every day，
每天都有发生，有的时候五分钟就会有啊间隔。
No. Not every 5 minutes. It's every time it happened, it lasts about 5 minutes.
所以每一次心痛的时候，大概啊持续了五分钟的样子。
Right.
对不起。
And it will happen about twice or three times per day.
所以每天大概有两次到三次这样的状况。
Right.
啊，所以。
So I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell anybody.
So 我那时候没有跟任何人讲。
I said I cannot get sick in Jerusalem. I have to go home and get sick.
对，我不能在耶路撒冷那边生病。我要生病的话，也要回到家里来生病。
So but I told my wife, made appointment with my cardiologist.
所以我跟我妻子讲，跟他心脏科约一个时间，我去看看他。
Because that's our annual checkup. I will always see him every year.
我这也是他这个医生，也是我每年所要身体检查。
So Alice thought that was the only regular checkup.
所以肖爱姐妹说，哎，肖爱姐妹以为这个只是一个每年的一次的检查身体。
Right. So after I came back on June the 1st.
所以我回来了，六月一号我回来之后。
Then I know my appointment time was on the 12th.
所以我知道我的预约的时间是十二号。
So I went there and see my cardiologist. He draw blood, and measure EKG, so and so and so forth.
所以我去看他的时候，他也给我抽了血啊，心脏科的抽了血，也做了什么 EKG 这方面的都做检查。
And heard my story.
他听我讲啊，我发生的情况。
Okay, come Monday, take a second test.
所以那个医生听了我讲了之后，他就说好，星期一再来。
So he will use the isotope and then run on the treadmill, see under the stress what's the reaction of my heart.
这时候他要彭弟兄就是上了个跑步机去跑步，来测再来测试他的心跳。
Isotope 就是那个
打那个
射
速啊
，radioactive
啊，还用做放射放射科的检查。
Right. So Monday I was there and went through this test.
所以星期一我是在那里看医生，经过了这一系列的检查。
And、I can only run 4 minutes and then my heart was so painful. Stop! I have to stop.
所以那时候他说我只能跑4分钟，那时候就受不了了，就是说赶紧停下。
My high blood go really high.
所以我的那个血压是非常非常高。
So anyway, the conclusion is you have heart blockage.
最后医生告诉我的结论说你的血管被堵塞了。
But we have to make another test.
所以但是呢，我们还要做另外一个实验。
Because now the second test only tell you have heart blockage, but you don't know which vessel, which blood vessel.On your heart.
第二个试验做测试呢，只知道有血管堵塞，但是还不知道是哪一根血管堵塞。
So you need another test. That will be on 23rd. That's eight more days later.
所以医生叫我8天以后再去做一个第三个检查。
Because you was a very busy doctor, you have to schedule. Find a gap to put it in. So the day was set on 23rd.
所以是6月23号，因为医生非常的忙找空间把我插进去，所以是放在6月23号。
So many brothers and sisters by that time know what's going on with me.
所以有许多弟兄姐妹那个时候已经知道了
So they will
身上怎么发生的情况。
Tell me what to do, eat this, eat that, many secret formulas.
所以那时候许多人也告诉我应该吃这个或者不吃那个，也给了一些秘方。
And so one famous formula was Zhuro and Moor.
Yeah.有一个其中一个秘方就告诉他要吃猪肉和加上黑木耳。
黑白木耳。
黑白木耳。
两面一黑一白的。
方格子。
So, while my wife talked with this sister who is in California.
所以这个时候我太太跟在加利福尼亚的一个姐妹在讲话。
And her daughter, who is a doctor.
那个姐妹她的女儿是医生
overheard this conversation on the phone
他的听到了这些，他的啊，就听到他们在电话上面在聊天的时候，在讲，
那聊天
不聊天，在讲这个事情的时候，
about,
他女儿听见了、
about this pig, pork and fungus。
哦，他听到就讲到这个秘方，就讲到要吃猪肉和这个黑白木耳，正面是黑，反面是白的木耳。
Relate to Uncle Jonathan。
他说这个是关乎这个就是啊、这个叔叔啊，拜拜，这个 Jonathan 拜拜啊，他的事情。
She knows me，
因为他知道我。
So she suddenly get excited.
所以她这个时候也比较兴奋。
She said, "Let me talk to Jonathan directly."
她说让我来跟他直接讲话吧。
So the conversation become she and me talk over the phone.
这个时候就是我和他两个人在电话上面讲话。
It's pure coincidence.
他这是非常一个啊、可以说是一个很突发的事情。
Right.
没有预料的事情。
Nobody planned this.
啊、没有人啊、安排这个。
But after the conversation, I gave him all my test results and the what.Story I went through，
但是这个啊、我跟他把我的故事都讲完之后啊，所有的包括试验做测试。
He said, Uncle Jonathan, you should go to hospital right away。
所以他这时候就跟我讲，他说：“童叔叔，你这个时候一定要赶紧去医院。
”You cannot wait，
你不能再等了。
他说 ：“The appointment is still five days away。”
然后我跟他讲，我的预约的时间是还有五天呢。
Five days too long. Anything can happen to you.
他说呢，五天是太长了，有可能什么事情都可能在这中间会发生。
So let me talk to your doctor.
他说让我来跟你的医生去讲话。
So I authorize she can talk to with my doctor.
所以我呢也也那个让他给赋予他这个权柄，让他能够医生讲话。
So she did.
所以他去了。
After the conversation.
所以他跟医生讲完话之后。
She called me said prepare take something to the hospital.Now you are ready to enter the operation.
所以他跟医生打完电话之后，他也跟我这样讲：“你把你所有东西都带好，准备到医院里面去做手术。”
After she hang up, my doctor called me said, "You come."
所以他把电话挂下来之后，然后我的医生就给我打电话说：“你赶紧来吧。”
So that's the rest of the story is very simple.
后面的故事你们大家都知道了。
But I want to show you a thing.
但我想告诉你们就一件事情。
According to the past 20 some years,
根据过去啊，过去二十多年
，June is the month I will be in Far East.
因为知道啊，六月份我都是一般要去亚洲的远东。
I in the past I never stay in the States in the month of June.
因为在过去的二十年，六月份我都不是在这里的。
But due to some other things, the church in Hong Kong asked me to speak.In August, so I cancel my June timing and move it to August.
所以呢，因为在香港的教会，他要叫我在八月份去他们那里，所以呢，我就把六月份的这个行程呢取消了。
So June I can be here.
所以六月份我可以待在家里。
More than that,
更奇妙的。
Many brothers says, Brother Jonathan, how come you are not preaching lately?
有许多弟兄姐妹在说，哎。彭弟兄好像最近没有看到你听到你讲道。
Over the past few weeks, I didn't preach anything.
过去几个礼拜我都没有在这里讲道。
All these was arranged half year before.
但这个所有的讲道的这个安排都是在半年之前所安排的。
Right. But God knows what will happen to me.
但神他知道在我身上会哪些事情会发生。
So that's the story.
所以这就是我要讲的故事。
We show.To even individual, God's hand, God's thought is for everyone.
所以在这里我需要讲的就是说，对我们每一个人来讲，神他都很关心。
If this happened in Jerusalem or in China or in any place, it's very, very complicated.
如果这个事情发生在耶路撒冷也好，在中国也好，这个事情会比较复杂，比较难弄。
Right, when you get heart operation in foreign land, you don't know many things. You don't know what to do with it.
对，你如果在外国去做心脏手术的话，你真不知道该怎么办。
But that's what God has everything in perfect timing.
所以在神所有的时间都是最最最最美好的。
Lastly,
最后一点
I think we prayed. We all know what happened on Friday.
我们知道，我们一起为这个事业祷告了。我们也知道星期五的事情的决定是怎么样的决定。
Right? The princess called rules. Gay have right to marry.
所以在这里所登的就是说，法 法庭已经最高法院已经宣布了说这个同性恋是可以的。
No, 同性恋有权利可以结婚，
同性恋他们是可以结婚的，
有权利
结婚，他们是有权利结婚。
Highest court in USA
是美国的最高法院所做出的裁决。
The whole country celebrate.
所以整个国家都在欢庆。
If you were on television watch Friday night evening news,
如果你在电视上星期五的晚上的新闻的时候
，you will see the whole White House, the light show, with the seven color, light, beam on the whole White House.
所以你看电视上面那个在白宫那个地方是七色的灯照在这个白宫上面。
President was so happy this law announced.
所以这个总统他也非常高兴当这个最高法院所做出的这个裁决。
Actually, it is the darkest day of United States.
但真正讲来，这是美国历史上最黑暗的一天。
You have to know this country began with the Puritan 200 some years ago.
但你知道是几百年前是清教徒来到这里建国。
Every president, when they began his presidency, swear not on Quran, but on the Bible.
但你知道每一届总统他就职任职的时候，他手在放到上面宣誓的时候是放在圣经上面。
Right?
是不是？
Every president.
他每一届总统都是这样。
Every court, they have also respect the God's commandment.
所以这个法院也是一样，他们遵守神的十条诫命。
But today, a landmark decision announced not to the United States only, I think that will impact the whole world.
但今天现在这个最高法院所做出的宣布，不但会影响美国，而且会影响了整个世界。
We think we can rule everything.
我们以为我们可以掌控一些事情。
But if you know, human being is not the final authority.
但是我们知道，我们没有真正的权柄。
The final authority is with God.
所以真正的权柄是在神。
You cannot legislature law what God established.
我们人不能做制定一些法律，那是神已经定规的。
Some people may think maybe we can, you know, because gravity is so troublesome. If we can legislate, eliminate gravity, law of gravity, then our life can be much simpler.
如果我们讲到我们的地球的吸引力，如果觉得很麻烦，我们可以做一条规定或者修正一些法案来取消这个重力或者是吸引力，让我们人能够随时的离开或者到哪里去。
Someday we might think that way.
但我们觉得我们人能这样做吗？但有人可能以为我们可以这样去做立法。
Marriage is not determined by man. Marriage is preset by God, right?
但是我们知道，这婚姻这件事情也一样，这婚姻不是由我们人所来决定的，乃是神已经事先是定规所设立的。
But today, human being will be so blind and so proud that we think we can use the law to legislate what is right in our own eyes.
所以我们如今我们的人是如此的瞎眼，包括我们如此的这样骄傲，以为我们可以立一些法来做一些我们人想要做的事情。
Well, we can say is from the Bible.
我们所能讲的就是从圣经来。
If God did not spare two cities, Gomorrah and Sodom, two cities in the Old Testament,
我们知道如果神他没有赦免两个城索多玛和俄摩拉的话，
because they commit this crime at that time，
因为他们这两个城在那个时候就犯了这样的
the result was the fire came down burned them up，
最后的结果是从天上火从天上而降，把两个城全部烧了。
If you study Genesis you will see the record there。
如果你去看这个创世纪的话，
So if the country swear by the Bible, you think God will do nothing?
如果这个国家是建立在圣经为基础上面，而且总统是手按在圣经上面宣誓的话，神难道不会做什么事情吗？
If we know God is righteous,
我们知道神是公义的。
God will judge.
神会做最后的审判。
Right? He has the final authority.
因为神他是最后的审判。
Brothers and sisters, the thing we should do is pray for God's mercy.
弟兄姐妹们，我们所要能够做的就是求神的怜悯和恩典。
Don't think this is something very lightly. It's very, very important in our lifetime.
所以我们不要把这件事情，反而通过这件事情，有所轻看，因为知道在我们一生当中，我们人生当中，这个是非常非常的重要。
Our elderly brother pray for our second generation.Our younger people.
我们刚才我们的年长的西皮弟兄在这里为年轻人祷告。
Yes, it is important to all of you.
是的，这是对每一位年轻人是非常非常的重要。
But even to others, the parents is also very important.
我们对其他的做父母的来说也相当的重要。
Remember, June 26th, 2015, that day is the dividing line.
所以你记住这个日子，六月二十六号，2015年，这一天是做这个可以说是一个分界线，
yeah.
一个决定的日子。
God has warned USA from 2001-9/11, the collapse of Twin Towers.
神实际上在2001年的时候，9月11号已经开始在警告美国。
If you have interest, study a book, the book by Jonathan Cahn, C-A-H-N.
如果你有兴趣的话，你去看一本书，也是是加勒森写的，他是加勒森康写的。
It's a Jewish rabbi.
是一个犹太人的教师。
He wrote a book, bestseller in the U.S. for 70 weeks already.
他写的这本书是在美国最畅销的这个书销售的书一共是到70星期。
Harbinger, yeah, yeah.
70, 他叫 Harbinger.
You should read it.
你应该去看看这个书。
If you can read English.
如果你可以读英文的话呢，建议你去看一下。
That book, I think, has a carry a very important prophetic message for today.
所以我相信这本书里面带了许许多多的里面的预言的信息在里面。
God warned USA.
神在这里警告美国。
And with he lists 9 signs.
所以他那本书里面有讲了9个这个符号警告信。
And US just neglected.
美国目前还正在仍然无动于衷。
So I think this dividing line.Will trigger what follows.
所以我相信这一天会决定将来以后要发生的事情。
According to another good brother, whom I attend his funeral, Lance Lambert.
根据 Lance Lambert, 他刚刚过世，根据他所讲的。
God also used him to prophesy.
神也用他来做一些预言。
Most of his prophecy, he altogether eight prophecies.
他一共讲了有8个预言。
I think most of them already fulfilled.
他大部分他已经出现了。
One yet to be fulfilled.
还有一个要等待发生。
Is concerning USA.
就是关于美国的事情。
He said, USA will turn from the first class world power, become the third class country.
所以他在这里讲，美国从第一流的超级大国会变成第三流的国家。
How can that be possible?
他说：“大家想象，这怎么可能呢
？”Think in 1989.
我们大家想一想，在1989年
，That time Russia was the world power.
那个时候苏联它是可以说世界的一个超级大国。
Who will think Russia will collapse?
大家那个时候谁会想到这个苏联它会崩溃呢
？Right，
解体。
It did.
嗯
，within very few
months.
大概就在几个月当中，他就解体。
The whole empire collapsed.
整个帝国就崩溃了。
Nothing in this world, no matter how great you are, how rich you are, how powerful you are, they all disappear from the earth. Roman disappeared, King Babylon disappeared, Germany disappeared, China will disappear too. USA the same.
所以不管你是多有权有势，或者是但是这个我们人在这地上包括像罗马包括像罗马苏联德国包括中国都会从这个里面被解体
human kingdom will pass away
我们人的国一定会过去
USA will pass away if we don't fear the Lord respect what he said
就美国也会同样一样发生也会过去如果他不敬畏神的话
so brothers and sisters
不听神的警告的话所以弟兄姐妹
们 be ready
所以弟兄姐妹们让我们一起准备好
we will encounter things you never imagined
我们会遇到一些境况是我们以前从来没有遇到过的
well what is the good news
但好的消息是什么呢
the throne
但是好的信息就是那天上的宝座
the throne has a name called mercy seat
那个宝座讲的是施恩座
God has mercy
神他有恩典
although the judgment is strong
And, 虽然神的审判他是
严厉
也是是严厉的
but his mercy is greater
但他的恩典是更大
let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
Lord we thank you
主我们感谢你
in this crisis moment
现在的危机时刻
you already put the message in your Bible and today you share with us
已经将你圣经中你要我们知道信息也放在我们面前
We may not know the future
我们虽然不知道将来如何
But we know what happened in the past
但我们知道过去所发生的事情
You never change
你永远不改变
You are the same yesterday, today and tomorrow
你是昨日今日将来永远在的
So today we pray for this country
今天我们为我们居住的国家祷告
We ask for mercy
我们在这里求恩典
We also ask for your judgment
我们也真是求你的审判
Because if without your judgment we will never repent
因为没有你的审判公义我们不会悔改
So Lord have mercy for this country and for your churches
主真是求你的恩典和在这个国家和在这个教会身上
May we all stand before you with the spirit of fearing the Lord
让我们真是能够树立在面前有一颗敬畏你的心
because you said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom
因为你告诉我们敬畏神是智慧的开端
in Jesus name we pray
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名
Amen, Amen.